Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Patriots people and Foxborough friends, you've heard the word. The news is out. The worst kept secret in Patriots Nation has come to the fore. That's right, Daniels. Old Josh McD, the most familiar face of the Foxborough coaching contingency, not named Bill Belichick, over the past 25 years, one of the offensive orchestrators of their double dynastic run, is back in the fold. That's right. He is coming back to Foxborough. That's right. Josh McD is once again the OC. That's not heckin'. This is his third time back as offensive coordinator. And it's your old pal, Nick Fitzy Stevens, coming to you just after the debut of the new WEEI afternoon show with Andy Hart, myself included, and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson. And we had a chance to react live to the news over the air. OTR, as the kids like to say. But I wanted to jump in and live stream a quick Six Rings and Football Things podcast just to gauge an immediate reaction from you people, as Andy likes to say. My people, good people of Patriots Nation, and get exactly how you guys feel. I'll offer up some opening thoughts real quick. Then we'll check the socials. We'll check in with all the great commenters here that are currently watching live on the Fitzy GFY and WEEI socials on this crisp, cold, and beautiful January's night. Hey, it's freaking cold outside, by the way. But my heart is warmed up now knowing that someone that I believe is going to do right by the organization, someone who's great at developing quarterbacks. Yes, he can be difficult on wide receivers. Yes, the terminology and vernacular can be tough. But then again, there are also people like my pal Christian Fourier, former tight end of the New England Patriots, who's got two Super Bowls with the team, who'll be the first to tell you, stop it. I played in Seattle. I played in Carolina. I played in Washington. It's not that difficult to learn. It's just that Josh, much like the man who was so brilliant at orchestrating the offense, Tom freaking Brady, are so good at it that they're so demanding that other people have to step to the fore. And if Drake May is as intelligent as it seems he is in a football capacity, if he sees the field half as well in his coming seasons as he did in his rookie season, the way that he processes everything that went into Drake May wowing us the ball in the toast of the town on a miserable football season in an otherwise forgettable 2024 affair in Foxborough, I think he and Josh are going to work great together. It's going to be very important whoever they get as a wide receivers coach. Yeah, maybe AVP. It's probably not going to happen, but there will be no slander heard about Alex Van Pelt on this particular program right now, because we respect all the effort he put in to trying to put together a competent offense on the fly in what could be lightly described as a freaking tire fire for the New England Patriots last season. I'm a fan of McDaniels, always have, always will be. I mean, this is the guy that called the double pass in the divisional round against the Ravens, the greatest divisional round game ever played. I'll always be a card-carrying member of the fan club. I think he calls the right play at the right time. I've already seen people in comment sections, like on SportsCenter and the NFL IG, you know, comments like, oh, get ready for more screen passes on third and eight, or, you know, here comes first and goal at the seven. Let's run it right into the middle. Like, people learn from their mistakes. Number one, take it from someone who's made a few and tried to learn from them along the way as well. Number one. And number two, yeah, he has failed. He has crapped the bed at absolute, like, space shuttle reentry speed. Not once, twice. as a head coach in the NFL. That doesn't mean the guy can't orchestrate an offense. That doesn't mean he can't build out a playbook. That doesn't mean he can't call plays. That doesn't play players and people that like to score the ball. Doesn't mean he's not going to be great grooming Drake May. A matter of fact, the word is that Josh McDaniels has spent the better part of the last year since he was kind of disgraced coming out of Las Vegas, trying to figure out what went wrong. He is, obviously it's convenient. And yes, everybody, I do understand it's a value play because he's getting paid out the wazoodly for years to come from the Raiders. I don't think that's necessarily why. Obviously, he and Vrabel have a working relationship, and Mike Vrabel would not sign off on this unless he was okay with it. But I think Josh McDaniels has spent a lot of time learning exactly how to adapt and update for the hyper-athletic quarterback like a Drake May, because he hasn't done a lot of college offense in the NFL before. So just like Drake May is now going to have to adapt, just like whoever is currently on the offense and the people that are going to be on the offense, whoever they try to trade for, whoever they draft, whoever they sign in free agency, they'll have to adapt. He's going to have to adapt as well. We're going to have a little come to Joshy moment. So here we go. All right. Your first comment right here. First comment from DB Livin. Absolutely the dumbest and cheapest decision the Patriots have made to date. Followed immediately by Danny Doritos, 815. We're 100% so totally back. All right. Jeff Stenberg comes, a regular here on the Six Rings podcast. We love you guys. Sorry, I can't see it snowing in Florida and I can't concentrate. By the way, hell is literally frozen over. Human sacrifice, cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria. It snowed 5 inches, according to my buddy down in New Orleans today. And I saw it was snowing in Pensacola, Florida a couple hours ago. The hell is happening to our world? Well, sorry about that, Jeff, but we appreciate you. Okay, here we go. Jason Higgins, I love this news. Gene Johnson, here we go. And Murph, my pal Murph, Tim Murphy. Love this guy. What up, Murph? I called it. It was the safe long-term outlook. That's what I'm thinking. See, most people here really like this. Jason Higgins, this is great for May. Chris the Bearded, watching live right now on the YouTubes. I like it, but time will tell. I think, to me, in an organization that currently lacks stability or that lacked stability prior to the Vrabel hiring, in an organization where everything was shaken upside down like a freaking four-year-old that chugged two Pepsi Maxes right now. Actually, you probably need the sugar in it. Wow, just outed myself as a diet soda drinker. Jeez. Like, so some kid just chugged two 20-ounce cans of Coke, right? And he's just like, that's what happened to the Patriots organization in the last couple of years. Like, it's a mess. Good. Vrabel. Vrability. Yes. Good. We have someone now who's getting his friends together. People he's worked with. People he likes. Great football minds. Awesome. Josh McDaniels. One thing Mike Vrabel is not really going to have to worry about very much, except for what kind of offense I want to see and the people that are going to be on it. Are they not assholes? Are they good football players? Can they help score the ball and score it more often and make Drake look good? That's what Mike Vrabel's concerns will be. Otherwise, not to try to go all Gerard Mayo with like, oh, AVP, he's the quarterback of our offense, and one day we'll get him players when we burn some cash. Spoiler alert, they didn't burn that cash. The only people that burned to go see the team last year. Well, now Vrabel has a whole lot less to worry about. So let's keep going. Here we go. Mirth, watching live right now on YouTube. I feel so less concerned about the offense. I feel so much better about Vrabel being back. This is great. Okay, but let me take you to Twitter, where people also have feelings. My buddy, Chris Scheim from the Greg Hill, not a fan. The Crafts really know how to bring the sheep back to the pasture. Just bring back a guy whose entire career was because of Tom Brady that no one else in football wanted anything to do with, and fans are all geeked up again. This is wild, bro. Keegan Stifel, who works over at Nesson. Aggregating content. The Patriots are going to need to absolutely nail their choice for wide receivers coach. McDaniel's system, notoriously tough to learn for young wideouts, which isn't exactly ideal when you're talking about second-year jumps from the likes of Jalen Polk and Javon Baker. Jason Higgins comments right now watching live on Facebook as we record the latest Six Rings. We also need him to be tough on wide receivers with this team. Yeah, as in, hey guys, what you did last year wasn't very good. As a matter of fact, it was just plain lousy and unacceptable. we're going to try to develop you guys. That's one of the biggest issues to me. One of the biggest issues for me was seeing no development. I mean, how many times did we talk about it on the podcast, the radio, TV peoples, with your friends? Who the hell got better last year? Nobody. Drake May and Christian Gonzalez. You already expected Drake. Gonzo was great. He only had a 3.5 game rookie season, which was extended into, you know, a second team all-pro level 2024. Awesome. No one else. What, maybe Marte Mapu, but no one else that scores the ball. No one else on offense. That'll change now. That'll change. Yes, good point. Because things didn't work out for him as a head coach, according to Matt Amazian, who's watching live right now on Twitter, he's going to do great for May, and he'll stick around for 10-plus years during May's career. They will be married together. I'm really, really... Hey, Tyler Daniels, thank you for the congratulations on the new show. Did I say today was Wednesday? Okay, it's Tuesday, January 21st. I apologize. Maybe the date is wrong. Maybe in the description I shit the bed. I apologize for that, everybody. This is great. This is going to be great for Josh. We're on to 2025. You got it, Mean Gene. Okay, yes. For people, thank you, DB Swamp. DB Love and Swamp fan. He was never good without Tom Brady. I disagree. I disagree wholeheartedly. And here's why I disagree with this premise. Do you guys remember how much Josh McDaniels was able to get out of the non-functioning right arm second gear addled Cam Newton in 2020? Hey, how would you like to have Tom Brady taken away from you and be told, hey, I need you to try to compete with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and the rest of the AFC? I'm going to give you, who did they have? Jacoby Myers. I'm going to give you Demir Byrd, and I'm going to give you Old Man Newton. And you know what, Josh Allen, even though they finished 7-9, Josh Allen, nice job. Swear, I haven't even had anything. I have not even had my first Gansett of the night. Josh McDaniels did a pretty damn good job with Cam Newton, and I bet you Cam Newton would say as much as well. I'll be looking forward to hearing what he has to say tomorrow on First Take, on Wednesday's edition of that fabulous program on the Entirely Sick Persons Network. And then in 2021, the best Mac Jones looked and will probably ever looked in his Pro Bowl season. That's when 19 other quarterbacks didn't want to go to the Pro Bowl, and Mac did a gritty. And then basically Belichick decided to punish him in perpetuity for that by giving him Matt Patricia as an offensive quarterback, as an offensive play caller. So good point, Neil Bonney. None of this will matter if the Crafts don't spend any money. Okay, yeah. So now this is the, all right, Josh came at the right price. Josh was in the area. Josh was interested. Josh was available. So what next? Do they give him players? Do they actually go out and burn that cash and allow him to trade for a receiver, buy a receiver, draft people, and then develop them? We'll see. Let me give you two things I want you guys to be excited about, and then we'll check the socials for some more fan reaction. Two things to be excited about. Uno. You know what's going to come back? A dynamic slot receiver. That's right. In the McDaniels offense, just like in the Bill O'Brien offense as well, you always had an accountable third down receiver. Brilliant, like the Welkers, obviously. Deion Branch, that name ring a bell, anybody? Obviously, Julian Edelman and the incredible work that Josh did with him. I can't wait to see what Edelman has to say. Matter of fact, I'll even look it up while I'm opining and orating for you guys. The amazing work that Josh did with Julian Edelman, obviously Tom Brady as well. So you know that's going to be coming back as well. Has Jules said anything about Josh coming back? Come on, Jules. Did you? No, not yet. Damn it. Ah, well, anyway, I tried. Also, something else that'll be coming back to the Patriots offense near you this fall and beyond, the third down back, something the Pats haven't had in freaking years. That's right. Even Ted Johnson was fired up today when I mentioned the name of J.R. Redmond on the radio. J.R. Redmond, Kevin Falk, Danny Woodhead, Shane Vereen, James White. For 20 years, the New England Patriots offense, as orchestrated by Charlie Weiss, Josh McDaniels, Billy O, Josh McDaniels, always had the weapon, the threat of a third down back that could go for anywhere between 3 and 35 yards, split out wide, be all over the formation, get you first downs, be a slot machine in and of themselves as well. That was like a hallmark of the Patriots offense. I guarantee you, they either find some, maybe it's Antonio Gibson, maybe that guy's already on the roster, or maybe they go find somebody else in free agency, or maybe they draft somebody. We'll see. But I think those two elements will be coming back. All right, Bubs Linton, not a fan. Here we go. Quit backing McDaniels. He sucks. All this play calling will hurt us even more. All you're doing is blah, blah, blah. Do you really like going backwards? I don't believe this to be a backwards move. I don't believe this to be a regressive move. Okay, no, it's not the most progressive move. No, it's not Mike LaFleur. No, it's not Grant Dupinsky that the Patriots interviewed from Minnesota. It's not someone you haven't heard of before. It's not Nick Cayley. But let me ask you, how much more confident would you be in the Patriots offense going forward with Drake May and however they revamp the line, the receiver room, running backs, tight ends, the whole shebang? How much more confident would you be with an offense coached by somebody who did something else somewhere that you heard was like McVay-esque or Shanahan adjacent? Is that what you need? I mean, if that's what you guys need, that's fine. I understand, because you covet what others haven't had. It's unfamiliar. It's different. It's sexy. It's unique. I think this is great. Oh, and by the way, great point, Ryan Ellis. You know what? We're probably going to get a blocking fullback again, the way God intended running games to work. Hell yes. Oh, look at this. My pal, Tony, the bottle rocket. Really? No, you're talking about the money spending too. That's right, Tony. No, I'm with you all the way, baby. I think most people seem to be excited about what it's going to do for Drake May and what the offense will look like overall. No, it's not going to be a return for the seventh ring this year. No, it's not just a throwback, you know, glory days type of move. I honestly think this is going to be a big deal as far as what the Patriots can do with a revamped offense. And by far, the most athletically gifted quarterback prospect to ever hold on to a Pats uniform. All right, my buddy Zach Cox, who used to do great work at Nesson, does some Boston Herald, if you will. The Patriots offense with Josh McDaniels coaching Mac Jones in 2021. 6th in scoring, 10th in EPA per play, 4th in success rate, 15th in total offense, 10th in third down, 11th in the red zone, 8th in yards per pass attempt. It's not bad. Not too shabby. Not sucky. I like it. That's good. And that was, again, with Mac Jones and Kendrick Bourne, Damian Harris, rookie Ramondre Stevenson, like Nelson Aguilar, Hunter Henry. It's not bad. That's really not bad at all. Let's check a couple more comments here before we wrap this one up. All right. See, Jeremy O'Connell, great question. Great question. And thank you for watching on Facebook, on Twitter Live, the X. I'm still going to call it Twitter. Sorry. If they ever build a new baseball park, I'll call it Fenway. Is he going to adjust his offense to a college-style system? This is what I was saying earlier, Jeremy, and so much I've heard. And I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that Josh McDaniels becomes a regular weekly interview on the radio show. That would be awesome. We're going to work on that, so stay tuned. Yes, that's what we've heard, that Josh McDaniels will update and evolve the style, that he's been out meeting with college coaches, meeting with college play callers, meeting with people that run more RPOs, more shotgun style offense, that deal with these hyper-athletic quarterbacks, because you know you need to use your legs. You know you need to be on the move to score the ball these days. You know you can't just be back there and be, you know, a stone in the pocket there waiting to just get mauled. Obviously, Vrabel and Elliott Wolf and Ryan Cowden and the whole new, you know, the new addition of the Wolf Pack, if you will, they're going to work on replacing the majority of the offensive line, revamping the line, giving Drake May a real line. Then Josh will work on his strengths. Josh will work on the delivery. Josh will help him with the receivers. It's going to be great, guys. That's right. I mean, it was a Pro Bowl, but it was like a Pro Bowl. I mean, was it really for Mac Jones that year? Hey, what's up, Paul Baratta? Good man, Fitzy. Hey, good on you guys for tuning in. I'm always here for you guys. And yes, Josh McDaniels did take Tim Tebow to the... I think he did, didn't he? No. Thank you, Robert Louis Steele. That was actually John Fox in 2011 that took Tim Tebow to the divisional round, where he got his lunch served to him by the New England Patriots after they beat Dick LeBeau's defense and the Pittsburgh Steelers in Mile High. All right, one or two more. Let's see if we got. Yep, everyone has confirmed it. Yes, it's happened. Here we go. Some people, yeah, some people just think it's a reach. Some people think it's a nostalgia-based move. My buddy Taylor Kyles, who does great work for CLNS, friendly reminder to everyone, the Patriots offense falling off a cliff in recent years can be directly tied to Josh McDaniels' departure. I get being kind of hesitant, but acting like this was some awful hire is absurd. You and I are in lock. Yes, it's a past reaching move, but it also may represent the best way to unlock the future. I know that seems kind of meta and a little philosophical, but I love it. Okay, here we go. Thank you very much, Jess Dog. I appreciate you listening to the show earlier today. Third down back, it's coming. Don't you worry. Yes, I'm optimistic, just like you guys did as well. Love it. Yes, to the people that are mentioning in the live comments as well, Kirk Minahan did have it first that McDaniels was in the building and got hired today. Confirmed by Russini and Rappaport and Mass Live and everyone else. So good on the scoops. And here we are now. Yes, Amstel 54. I think that we are back as well. Well, I mean, we're not all the way back. We're back adjacent, back-ish, if you will. We're more back. How about this? We'll leave with this. I think we're more back than we've been in a long time. Stability is back in the building. There are adults in the room. There are competent people that have put together Super Bowl-winning game plans and have executed those game plans on offense and defense now in the Patriots organization once again. And no one here, not the guy sitting in another radio show's freaking office in Boston, Mass, you and your fan cave, maybe you're watching on the phone on the way home. Please drive safely, be responsible, then go home and, you know, kick back. I hear Bertucci's is doing two for Tuesday, so I think I'm going to have a little tooch and a bev, and I can't wait. That's a great way to Tuesday, by the way. Bertucci's two for Tuesday. Are you anyone on the tooch watching? Come on, go ahead. Oh my gosh, I forgot our other third down back. Oh, my guy, Rex Burkhead. Thank you. Give me Burkhead till I'm Burke dead. He was the best. Probably one of my favorite Patriots that I ever used to just openly cheer for and then have actually gotten to meet. He was at the draft party at the stadium last year. He was awesome. What a dude. Great handshake, too. But you'd expect that from Rex Burkhead. Sexy Rexy, baby. All right, so for every one person who says it's a reach or that they don't like the hire because they think it's a reach to the past, a nostalgia-based move, or it's going to be too complex for the modern player that may not understand how exacting and demanding and terminology-heavy Josh McDaniels' offense is, at the same time, it seems a lot of you are excited about the fact that a very smart person who is good at calling plays and who hopefully has updated and is going to work night and day, round the clock, trying to get the most out of Drake May, advancing his cause at becoming an all-pro and Super Bowl-winning quarterback one day is at hand in Josh McDaniels. Josh is back, and of course, I had to get back on the old podcast machine and talk to you guys. Thanks, everyone. I appreciate it so very much. This was great. The worst kept secret is out. Yeah, and you know what? We'll end with this. Scott Sherlock, good call. Yeah, look what he did with Matt Castle in 2008. The guy had not thrown a meaningful freaking pass since high school, and he guided him to a 30-touchdown season, 11-5, and it still pisses me off that that team didn't make the postseason. All right, you guys are the absolute best. Thanks so much. I hope you guys enjoy this in podcast form as well. Just to update you, yes, I will continue to shepherd and run the Six Rings podcast feed. I'll be doing the lives, engaging with you guys, talking whenever possible. We'll bring on Hart for some arguments. Mego, Miss Megan Adelini will join us. I'll see if I can get Shime, the now noted Josh McDaniels hater in the house, on the pod. Plenty of guests. We'll do these a couple times a week. Only the very best of the audio that we get from the WEEI afternoon show that's football-centric and that I believe is right up your alley will get included on the feed as well. So we'll give you guys everything we can in this glorious, ridiculous, absurd, and wonderfully growing Patriots fan forum. I'm here for you. You're here for me. The positive vibes are back in Foxborough, and so is Josh McDaniels. Thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you guys for listening. However you consume the latest Six Rings and football things podcast brought to you by our friends at WEEI 2400 Sports and Odyssey. good night. Go get yourself some two for Tucci's and a Frosty Bev kickback, because you know what? I think the Patriots and their offense are back too, because Josh McDaniels is in the house. All right, everybody. Good night. Thanks for listening. Go Pats.